Blog Talk Radio.
Located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105. Thank God for being on the line this evening, and thank God for each and every one of you that is on the line. We're going to begin with prayer. Give me 1 second. We're going to begin with prayer. Woo! You probably can hear it in my voice. I'm a little bit tired tonight, but we thank God nonetheless. We're going to be reading from Ephesians 4. So if you have your Bibles or your Bible Gateway online, we're reading from Ephesians 4, but let's go into prayer. Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We thank you for all that you have done for us, all that you're doing, and most of all that you're going to do. We thank you for how you shield us and protect us and how you keep us and how you continually watch over us, how you have a head of protection over our lives, God. We thank you, Lord. We don't deserve all the grace and mercy that you extend to us, but we thank you, God, for sending your Son and sending him for forgiveness of our sins and extending to us continued grace and mercy in our lives. We ask you to bless those who are sick and shut in, Lord. Bless those who cannot get out, those who want to come to church, want to hear the word and can't. God, we ask you to bless them and cover them and shield them in the name of Jesus. Even some of our own who are sick and shut in, God, we ask you to bless them and to heal and deliver, Lord. Those who are looking for jobs, Father, we ask you to open up a door, make a way out of no way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to continue to help us to become what you want us to be, Lord. You sent us here for a purpose. So, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to help us to fulfill our purpose. Make it clear to us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to be so careful to give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. We do thank God. It looks like we have a full house on this evening. And so we're thanking God for all of you who have chimed in. And if you can't get in, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Pastor Kim, and you can listen live on the internet. So it might be like a 30-second delay or something like that. But again, if someone's trying to get in, if you're calling or someone that you know might be trying to get in, they can always go on Blog Talk Radio. We're reading from Ephesians chapter 4 tonight, and I was just asking God on which direction to go. On Sunday, we talked about the prodigal son, and that was one of the messages that I wish I had taped. It was just such a good, refreshing message, reminding us that we're supposed to go out and seek the lost, because that's what God is about. He is about getting those who have been separated from him reconciled back to him. And so the prodigal son is a parable on that and how excited God was. And he it's in Luke, the 15th chapter. And then he even gives other parables about how he will go get the one sheep. He'll leave the 99 and go get the one. That's how concerned he is about souls. So we thank God for that. I wanted to pick up with that a little bit. But then the Lord was leading me to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and it talks about two things, unity and maturity in the body of Christ. Again, unity and maturity in the body of Christ. And so, you know, you've heard me, some of you may have heard me say before, when I'm preaching a message, and this really goes for every preacher, God gives the message to us as true, but just as I'm preaching and I have one finger pointed towards you, I have the other three and the thumb pointed back at me. So it comes to the leader first. And so I'm just thanking God, you know, for his word. We can't escape. That's why I love the word. We cannot escape the word of God. So many people have gotten away from it, and especially with social media. Everybody has a word, you know, a word from the Lord and a powerful saying and a cliche. But we need the word of God, because the word of God is true and every man is a liar, and it solidifies our life. We can't escape it. So we're going to go through this, and, you know, we're only on the line for 30 minutes or less. So again, Ephesians chapter 4, if you have your Bible. Oh, I like this already when Paul says this. He says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. My God, we are prisoners of the gospel. Paul said he was a prisoner for the Lord, and he's talking to fellow prisoners. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. To be called by God is a worthy calling. It's an honor. And so we have to be mindful of that. And each and every one of us, don't just think it's the preacher, but each and every one of us has been called by God to do something. Help us today, Lord. Verse 2, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. This is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Some of you may know, well, of course, if you go to Vision of Hope, you know that we've been going through. I was talking Sunday to the Lord, and I was talking out loud as I was talking to the congregation. I said, it's one thing to be in a battle with the enemy, because, you know, the enemy will come at you when you're a threat to him. He will definitely attack. Now, if the enemy is not attacking you, then you're really not that much of a threat to him. But it's another thing to be attacked by the body of Christ. you know, to be attacked within the body. And, you know, we've got some things going on at church where it's more than one church together, and, you know, the walls are thin, and it's just, you know, it's something else, and we're trying to come together in unity. But Lord have mercy, it is a difficult situation. So this right here just reminds me there is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and all. It amazes me how some Christians feel like, you know, they're better. They're better than other Christians. And I need for you to know tonight that, excuse me, as tired as I am, I need for you to know tonight that God can't love you any more than he already loves you right now. There's nothing you can do, no task that you can perform, nothing you can say that would make God love you more than he loves you right now. Now, I know that doesn't hold true for man, but God's love is solid, it's pure, and it doesn't change. So when we talk about growing in God and maturing in God, it's not for him to love us anymore. It's for us. It's for us to grow and mature so that we can get more of God, more blessings, so that more can be revealed to us, so that we can do more. So, again, God doesn't love you or can't love you any more than he already loves you right now. So some Christians think they have one up. Verse 7, but to each of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. That is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. Well, verse 9 says, what does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earth, earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Now, I know that's a lot when you get a chance to read it, but this is the part. He gave himself, Christ gave himself. He appointed people to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. This is the key point here. No matter which way you go, if you start with the pinky, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, if you start with the thumb, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, evangelism is in the middle. Evangelism is the middle, in the middle. Reconciling people to Christ, bringing them back to Christ. That's the most important. We definitely can get into the other teachings of the apostles and prophets later. Verse 14, then we will no longer be infants. Oh, my God, help us today. Tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. You know, he says it plain, tossed back by every wind of doctrine, tossed back and forth. Some people are going from church to church looking again for that word. Instead of looking for the word, they're looking for somebody to tickle their ears, somebody to, you know, just get them all excited. I was talking to a preacher not too long ago, and I said, you know, it's sad because there are not very many deliverance churches. There are not very many churches that when you walk in, the power of God is so strong that it will send deliverance to you. I've seen people be delivered from drug addiction. One young lady was on crack cocaine, and God, the power of God came in her life, and she stopped instantly, instantly. We don't see that very much in church anymore. We just don't see it in the body of Christ. And we need to get back to that, that fasting, that praying, so that deliverance can come. I'm jumping over to verse 17. Skip verse 16. let's see, let me back up. Okay, here we go. Verse 15. Instead, speak the truth in love. Speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Now, get that. Speaking the truth is wonderful, but speak the truth in love. You have some people who want to tell you about yourself and tell you off and give you a piece of their mind and say, well, I'm just telling the truth. No, we have to speak the truth in love. Verse 17, so I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Listen to this, church. This is 21st century living. Listen to this. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That's the world we live in today. Undeniably, that is the world we're living. Lost sensitivity. People have lost their sensitivity. They've lost their empathy, lost the ability to care for others, and have given themselves over to sensuality. Whatever the flesh wants, it deserves it, and it deserves it right now. All kinds of impurities and full of greed. Let me get what's mine. Verse 20, that, however, is not the way of life you learned. He's talking to the church in Ephesus. When you heard about Christ and were taught in him accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitudes of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. True righteousness and holiness. People don't talk about that. They don't talk about righteousness and holiness. Now, anybody who knows me, I am a grace, mercy, and love preacher, because the Bible says some are won by fire and some are won by love. Well, you can win me by love. Some people need the wrath of God and the scare of God and all of that. That's fire. Some are won by fire. Paul told the Corinthian church one time, listen, they wanted to know what to do with somebody who was being disobedient. Paul said, put him out the church, turn his flesh over to the devil, so his soul will be saved. I definitely don't want the Lord to turn my flesh over to the devil so that my soul can be saved. I'm won by love. But this is what the scripture is saying. You have to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. We don't like to deal with righteousness and holiness. We don't like to deal with it, but we have to. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Help us today, Lord. When we do that, we're giving the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. I mean, the Lord, he lays it out so plain. And because I don't have a Hammond B3 behind me and a set of drums and a hoop and a holler, sometimes the word is not well received. But the word is true, and every man is a liar. Listen to this, and I'm almost done. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. That's a biggie. That is a biggie. Listen, we're not in church, but I'm sure you could just say, help me, Lord. and do not grieve the Holy Spirit with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. How do we grieve the Holy Spirit? We grieve the Holy Spirit by holding on to bitterness, rage, anger, slander. Listen, it says, verse 30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Verse 31, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. That's a lot. That is a lot, but that's the word of God, and that's what we have to accept. We have to accept the word of God just the way it is. Hallelujah. We have to accept the word of God just the way it is. And so I'm thanking God for his word. I'm asking those of you who are listeners of the word to continue and become doers of the word. Don't just hear it. Become doers of the word. Become doers of the word. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for this book of Ephesians, Lord, and we ask you to continue to bless and to help us to do and to be what you would have us to be. Help us to live by your word. Help us to follow your word. And we're going to be so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. If anybody has any questions or comments, you can press 1, and I'll let you in on the line. Hallelujah. If not, then we're going to say, once again, we thank God for you listening in. We love you and appreciate you. And please tell a friend about our Wednesday night Bible study at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesdays with Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope. God bless you.